Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo,
what up?
Man, dog, just got Ramsey and shit, you know.
Fuck that shit.
Hey, I ain't even been following y'all. Y'all been good? Y'all good this year?
We average. I think we 3-3 right now.
Oh, we are too.
Yeah.
So it ain't nothing crazy. I wasn't even trying to be funny. I was just like,
no,
seriously, in the MP.
No, real rap. Like we weird. Like we play good one game and we'll play bad the next.
But y'all division leaders.
By default, because we have a better NFC, right? Yeah, I mean we play the Cowboys this weekend. So
yeah.
I don't think we've beaten them with Zeke yet. I think they undefeated with us with Zeke when he plays.
I'm not even gonna lie. 5-1 Packers, shocking. Saints 5-1, shocking.
Especially without Drew Brees. Shout out to Teddy Bridgewater.
49ers 5-0, shocking. Seahawks 5-1, shocking.
Yeah, that West is kind of crazy out there. I don't think the Rams are gonna make the playoffs just to keep being with you.
I see us as a 9-7 team.
It's that Super Bowl hangover, man. Like when teams lose in the Super Bowl, it's always weird for them that next year shit just don't break right. Hell, when you win the Super Bowl, unless you're the Patriots, you don't see the break right for you that next year. People, you know what I mean? Everybody be hot up off that win.
Yeah.
But I got
I'm just I'm curious to see if Cam Newton get moved up.
I don't know if I want that dude. His price, you know what I mean?
10 teams asked about him right now.
That's what's up.
I mean, but old boy from out here, that white quarterback from Scottsdale, he got them boys 4-0 since stepping in.
You know, they was looking for a reason to get rid of his ass too, though. They tied up. They, you know, what I mean, he make a lot of money. He keep coming up short, and they tired of them. They tired of them nut ass press conference ladies too. My man gotta get a tailor. I should be a tailor. I mean, not tailor. What's the person to pick out your outfits?
Stylist.
A stylist for some.
What you gonna have a nigga wearing though?
I mean, I just have him clean, just regular tailor suits, dog. Like regular tailor suits and Nike sweatsuits. I'd have him Nike'd out though. Tons of Nike sweatsuits and J's and Air Max Ones. Fuck all that Joker shit he's rocking. my man, listen. I was about to say too much. Never mind. I ain't trying to get canned. I ain't trying to have people coming. I'm cool on the capris. You know what I mean? Like I'm cool on the capris. I you gotta be a certain type ball to wear the capris. And I don't mean like, you know, your preference. I mean more like your body type. Like you can't be a husky ball, bow legged ball rocking the capris. You know what I'm saying? Like these niggas be wild. I mean, I ain't really in touch with the young boys and how they dress. And to me, a lot of these cats, I mean, they young. These dudes is 20 something, can probably 30 now, I would imagine. Or like knocking on 30, but still. These young bulls is wild, man. You know what I mean? They got the one young boy in my school had the Puma jacket. I think it was Puma jacket, Adidas sweats, and Nikes on his feet. And he was like, I knew you was going to say something, Mr. Gervais. He said, you damn right I was going to say something to you. Can't be out here rocking. Like, yo, man, you representing me when you went. You know what I mean? You on my grade. You making me look bad.
Mr. Gervais is funny.
Yeah, it tripped me out too. Mr. Gervais is my pop.
I mean, hey.
I'm somebody dad, though.
You is somebody dad, bro.
I'm definitely somebody dad. Shout out to the dopest daughter on the block, too.
Haven.
Yup.
That's so Haven.
She be chilling, dude. I think she's starting to tease, though.
Yeah, man. Once she start mobbing around the city, bro, you're going to be sick.
Oh, man, look. Look, dog. Oh, she going to have to. She, man, look. She ain't going to be doing too much mobbing.
No, where you going? You.
Where you going?
Guys are terrible at taking care of their health, man. Whether it's a knee injury, a back injury, or something even worse, guys are usually more comfortable just rubbing some dirt on it. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Can you even believe that? Something that important? Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for erectile dysfunction online. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can get where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED and, if safe and appropriate, ship medication right to your door. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, no awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/BOM, complete an online visit, chat with a doctor, and if the doctor decides that it would be safe and appropriate, they'll shift the genuine medication right to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Guys, go online and get checked by the doctor. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really simple. So take care of it, man. Seriously, your lady's going to appreciate this. Or your guy, you know. Who knows? For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/BOM. That's GetRoman.com/BOM for a free online visit. GetRoman.com/BOM.
Welcome back to Black Opinions Matter Monday. Or motherfucker, whatever your preference is. It's your host, Black Trey. I'm here with Jerv, Aminus on IR. Waz is off for the week on vacation. And then we got Roberto Lopez, Robert Lopez, DJ Podcast, DJ Unanswered, whatever you want to call him, on the ones and twos. And then we got Kev joining us later. First, I want to jump into talking about San Francisco's live show. Jerv, I know you weren't there, but we wish you was there. You been to San Francisco before?
Yeah, I was out there for Bron for Cavs Warriors round one.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I allowed to call Frisco?
Nah.
Oh, all right. Nah. Can I call San Fran? Is San Fran okay?
Nah. SF.
What the fuck can I call it then?
SF. Oh, man. SF, the city, or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Okay.
Is a chill little town. I liked it out there. The first time I went out there, I came out there with... I came out there with swim trunks because I'm like, oh, Cali, I'm about to be out here on the beach. Nah, it was cold as shit out there.
Yeah, people always play themselves when they come in a situation. They think that actually it's beaches everywhere in California, and then also that it's always warm. And forget about the temp drop at night, like Rob mentioned earlier, how he was able to watch football at an earlier time versus the East Coast. Because he doesn't get a chance. He normally has to watch it late at night. You guys have to watch it, what, like 10, 11 at night? Sometimes the games finish at midnight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. That's god awful. So we start watching. But again, in you guys' defense, our football starts at 10 a.m., which is kind of weird to y'all. You know what I mean? You guys get it at 1. So, I mean, I guess it works in favors. It depends on what type of person, you know, you are. If you're a night person, if you're a morning person, it all works out. But let's get into this live show. We got in Thursday, had a little nice Airbnb, cool little situation with the fellas. Got a chance to get some grub, hit the city, hit the bus tour. That was my first time being on a double decker bus. Myself some listeners and Jade and Zach and a couple other people. Oh, Waz was there too. We went on the Golden Gate Bridge. And then from the Golden Gate Bridge, we went to Sausalito. And Sausalito's a city a little bit across the bridge. Had a nice little setup, got some Mexican food, which was cool, and then took the ferry back to the city. So we went real tourist out. And then later on that night, we went to karaoke, which was cool. Performed some cool rap songs. You know what I mean? It was very East Coast bias. I wasn't pretty happy about that. The karaoke machine didn't have any Tupac. Barely had a little bit of Snoop Dogg. Shit, they didn't have nothing really rough, but they had the Biggies and the Maces and stuff. So that was kind of like the most popular stuff. Bro, it was so New York heavy in there, Jerv. They was performing Frank Sinatra, New York, New York.
Nah, I can't stand that song.
Yeah, they were going hard, bro, as far as, you know what I mean, NY in there, heavy bass.
Now, is that just because that's what the listeners were choosing, or that's just what the place had to offer?
Nah, I mean, that's what they was choosing. It was heavy East Coast in there, you know what I mean? Which was cool.
They came for the bars, bro.
Look, I had no problem with it. I was just like, look, man, you got it. You got it. You know what I'm saying? I chilled in the cut and posted up and got to, you know, chill. And the show, man, that was one of our largest crowds, man. They brought the energy. You know, Rob did his thing. You know, Eden did her thing. Amin did his thing. Waz did his thing. Zach Harper, Tom Haberstroh, and the gang. Rest, you know what I mean? Jay did his thing. Just discussing things. You know, Black Opinions Matters. We had Logan Murdoch join us. You know, he's on a Warriors beat. He came in and he got to contribute. You know, we did a little refresher of talking about the top 50 and who belonged, but we broke it down from 20 on down on who belonged and who didn't.
Did he mention Black Thought? Or
no.
Styles P?
No.
I'm off of it.
No, we didn't really kind of give the exact stuff that we talked about. We just kind of was really trying to give the audience their feedback, you know what I mean? And kind of play the host part on that. And then I actually was just, I got sauce, bro.
I saw the one pick that Jay took of you.
Oh, asleep? No, yeah. I think I just had a brain fart, bro, on the stage show. So I apologize. I'm newly vegan, bro. Like, my new diet is just not working for the kid. As far as, you know, trying to consume alcohol and waking up at 5 a.m. and not really getting a proper rest. Mm-hmm. So it's just been kicking my ass. So by the time my second set, bro, I was asleep in the back. But I heard the show turned out to be good. It was love. You know what I mean? Hopefully we can do it again. Rob, you had anything to contribute?
Yeah, I mean, since you missed the second half of the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, please tell me about that.
So that was hilarious more than anything, what you did on the stage during that segment when you said you had to brain fart. For those who were there, Trey was Manta in that one moment. So, yes, that was confirmed. You said that like 14 times.
I kept getting cut off. I looked back at the video because somebody had a video. It was a heckler that kept stopping me. So when I kept saying, like, so I'm Monte Ellis, because I'm like listening to the person, like the person's like whoever's like in the first three rows.
And they keep saying, who are you? And Trey keeps repeating himself instead of continuing to go with his story. he was listening to the people. I mean, you can't even knock him. But yeah, no, it was.
Threw me all the way off because, like, let me give a little backstory on that, Rob. Me and Zach had discussed this in the back that we were going to do like, were you there? No, actually, we discussed it at the crib where we were going to do like the Yes Man segment.
Yeah. I was there, the setup, but the I knew what was happening, but like it reached the point when you said it like for the eighth time.
Yeah.
And just we were just like, yo, bro, come on.
Yeah. So I fumbled that, but overall, but can you tell us about the other side? What happened?
I mean the show was great. I mean, that was hilarious. That was an unexpected hilarious part of the show. So after Trey fell asleep, you know, we had DJ Kensworth. Shout out to Kensworth. He was on.
Yeah, Kensworth. Kensworth. I learned he's Asian, right?
I believe so. I know he's from Boston, but I believe he's Asian.
He said some shit to Waz, bro, that was hella. Like, Waz just got my man a drink. He said some shit like he'll do something at his wedding for getting him a drink, but he said it in a native language. Fire. I can't think what he told him, though, but he was like, Waz was dying. And I was just like, yo, this is sick.
Yeah, Ken's awesome. So shouts to Ken. He held it down, intermission, setting everybody up with music and stuff. And then, yeah, I mean, the rest of the show was dope. Warriors Wednesday was Flames, Andy and Sam. Shouts to those guys for coming out. Tom hopped on there a little bit to talk to the guys who ran KD out of town. And then we had Cinephobe with Amin. It was Amin's last appearance before getting his hand taken care of. So shouts to Amin. Hope you're feeling well, brother. And yeah, the rest of the show was dope, man. I mean, we just had all the OGs to end the night, had the mailbag segment. Everybody came out, pulled up, showed some love. That place was insane, packed with fans, athletic people showing love. So it was a good time. So thanks to everybody who came out and enjoyed the weekend with us. You know, like Trey said, we did a lot of stuff with the fans, you know, bopping around the city between Oakland and SF and going across the bridges all up and down the West Coast. So shout out to everybody who came out.
I got two questions. One, Rob, did you bring your ID?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He's never gonna have it. I made that joke too. He was kind of over it.
I'm never gonna make that mistake again. The only reason why it happened is because I took the mega bus to Boston, and you know the mega bus, they're just shoving everybody on. They don't even be checking nothing.
Second question: what the fuck? What's up with Amin's hand?
He tore some ligaments in his hand during the Steve Nash foundation thing. So he's actually having surgery today.
I think he already had it. I'm sure he's out of the loop and stuff, but I'm pretty sure he had it done today.
Yo, niggas get surgery every day, B. My man
definitely looked like he got shot in the hand, though.
Jerv, his joint was ripped, was taped up like when the linemen like break their hand or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, put me back out there." That's Amin had the club on his paw, bro. Mm.
Yeah, nah. I would clown him. I'm sorry. Well, you gotta walk that off of me.
You gotta walk that off.
He was getting clowned. Don't worry. He was catching it. All yeah. The
rub some dirt. Rub some tussin on it. Everything will be all right.
All right, so do we got some voicemails to start off the show?
Yo, Kev's fantasy football team beat me last week, but his team is ass. I gave him his only win of the season. Now I feel ass, probably, actually. Yo, Trey, we got to do a check-in on that, too.
On what?
On the fantasy squad, on the IG.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We gotta do a part due.
A update?
Yeah.
All right, I mean, shoot. Hey, I'm surprised ain't nobody getting busy with the trades.
Niggas don't be trading, dog. I mean, listen, man, anybody listening, I'm always down to trade. Send me some trades. I mean, my squad is 5-1. I'm
out here. I was gonna say, y'all, you don't need no trades, to be honest. I thought you was gonna run the table.
I thought I was.
I'm glad Kev cracked you though on the low.
Yeah.
Cause I needed that so I can tie up with you. I don't know when we play, but that was good.
Yeah, well, when we play, I'm gonna have to give you a second loss, good brother.
Yeah, your team low key stacked though. There we go, Kev on now. There we go.
So you sure I don't hear nothing in the background. You know when Kev hop on in the background.
Yeah, man. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Is that better?
He actually, no.
No, I came in on mute, and I set the whole thing up so that it wouldn't be loud. But yeah. I'm finishing up right now. So,
we're just talking fantasy, Kev.
Oh yeah, I'm the undefeated killer. That's all. I could be 0-5 the whole season like I was until I met Jerv, the undefeated guy. Oh, you got to get that one win in.
You could be the little Giants, brother. That's all.
That's fine. Listen. You can talk all the talk you want, but guess what you will know all season long.
That's cool.
Compton Bark, man, beat you.
That's bang, what's bang. Up.
But, I lost. I like how Rob
should cut quiet.
I didn't have no kill. I was missing that all season. Tyreek Hill came back, and, you see what happened?
Listen.
If you want to get your little one win, that's what's up. You can finish in last place, though.
Hey, listen. You never know, bro.
You might see me again.
You know? Who's to say I'm not going to run off 5 straight like you did?
Me.
And you might be on a losing streak of your life.
Oh, no. Man.
But it's okay. You're not the only one. I've beat the undefeated person in both of my other leagues, too.
Nobody wants to hear about your other league, Kev.
Hey, that's 3 weeks in a row, though. 3 weeks in a row, I've knocked off the undefeated person.
So in Cavs bracket on the East, there's 4 teams that are 3-3. So, okay, Kev is 1-5, but like he said, he can run off 5 straight.
He won't.
And then on our side of the West bracket, it's myself and Jerv at 5-1.
Yeah.
So, and I seen Kev week 1. So he out my way. I got my target on.
Don't say he out your way as if he's a like. No, yo, you want to play Kev again? I want to play Kev again.
I mean, well, guess what? You would want to. When you take L's like you did, you want your get back.
Hey,
brother,
man,
listen, you got it, brother.
Mark Jackson was the one who held it down for y'all.
Yeah, and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek had 2 chubs.
Yeah, he did.
He did his thing.
But
I didn't have no love at wide receiver at all. I wasn't getting no action at wide receiver whatsoever.
Unfortunately, this isn't a fantasy pod, so we're gonna start these voicemails.
All right.
But I'm glad Kev beat Jerv for me.
Yeah.
I sent him a text to brag about that. I was happy about that. He said, "Nah, Jerv ain't undefeated. I cracked him." I said, "Yes." Rob, you ready?
And by the way, for all the listeners out there, just a couple things. When you call, the number for the hotline is in the show description right now. And when you call, make sure y'all don't have it, put your phone in your pocket, get a 3-minute butt dial, pick up the phone, talk, help us out here so we can play your message. Don't go 18 minutes long. give me three parts, meet us halfway, you get a good voicemail, and then you make the show just like this guy.
Yo, this is at Mars Champion on Twitter. But look, check this out. I'm at work, right? I just recently went bald for months back, right? And this shit hurt. It hurt real bad. So now that I am bald, but I can still grow some hair back, what should I do? Just keep it clean, which I've been doing. But if I keep it clean, is it okay to go with some hats, any kind of headwear? I don't want to end up like LL Cool J wearing a different hat every single scene. I don't know, man. I'm just not used to this bald thing. Can somebody help me out, please? Yo, hear me out. Yo, Mars Champion. Yo, B-O-M-L. Shout out. College boy.
Listen, I don't even know where to start. Should we start with the barber or the person who just went, who came home?
I mean, I can speak to being bald. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just, listen, Kev, I know you've seen many a grain of hair. I could just speak on mine. Brother, let me let you know something real quick. Anytime you go bald, anybody that goes bald can grow some hair back. But where are the places that it's not going to grow back? What are you going to look like? Because I can grow my hair back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But there's going to be a huge section in the middle where it ain't going to be, where it's going to be empty. So you can grow it back, bro, but just be prepared that you're going to go from, look, let's just say you're 25. If you grow it back, you're going to go from 25 to 55 in a matter of a couple of days. So you might as well just keep that thing nice and clean.
Fact.
Get your, listen, I'm on my dad hat flow. So I got all the dad hats for you. So ain't nothing wrong with LL. Yeah. Don't disrespect one of the goats like that, brother. Get your LL on. Have your hats on.
Yeah, because that's a big, that's the thing. Where do you grow hair back? Like, do you got the midnight cow licks on the side? The ones that go all the way back that give you that McDowell's in the front? Do you got the George and Weezy going? Like, where do you grow hair back? I mean, because if you got all that, you know, heavy hairline issue, then it's best to just go on and, you know, keep him all the way up. You know what I mean? All the way top drop. Just keep it down. Summer all the time.
Because keep it real. Like, nobody, I know everybody going to be like, oh, no, I went bald. No, you went bald. You got a baldy because you saw what was happening. You might have been proactive with your baldy, but you went bald because you was going bald anyway. So nobody just cuts their hair off for the sake of cutting their hair off after a certain age. But I had one dude do that.
Actually, I had two clients do that with good hair, too. And they both just cut it off because, you know, some old picture they seen of their dad, and they both got good gray hair, full, nice, flourishing hairlines to this day. And they just, for a period of time, they just decided they wanted to go all the way bald. And that baffled the shit out of me. Like, there's people out here, like, will hate you. They always hate. Actually, not out here. It was people in the shop that hate them.
I don't even know them.
Like, nigga. Exactly. And I was hoping you say that.
Nigga said, I don't even know him and I hate him.
Yeah.
All right. So more of the story, he should be okay on his body, but don't let the hair grow back.
Nah, I mean,
well, what we're saying is, depending on what part is missing.
Oh, he cooked. If the fact that he even had to consider it, he's cooked.
If any part is missing, you don't grow it back, bro.
Because you wouldn't cut it if you had it. Like,
it wouldn't even be a thought, bro.
It wouldn't even be a thought.
You think I'd have a baldy if I didn't need to have a baldy?
No. Fuck no.
I'd be out here flourishing with my curls.
Rob, next caller.
What's up, fellas? This is for the Bomb Crew. Great show as always. Great pod. Love the show. So this is my question for you guys. This topic has been being debated on Twitter the last few days. Would you guys consider NBA Youngboy this generation's Tupac? I see it going around a lot. I say no, even though I do like NBA Youngboy. What you guys think? Thanks.
Thank you.
said, will we tank?
Yes.
It sounds like it.
I think he was just I think he was trying to sound cool on that. I do
don't
know.
Ever try to sound cool, bro. Just be cool.
Listen.
Just be cool.
I know who NBA YoungBoy is.
Told
he
you.
Is not the he. It's so pretty much he is not the this generation's Tupac.
No.
But he is. He does make good music to my standard. I like him. I don't see Jerv listening to him. I can see Kev playing a few of his songs, but
I listen to a few songs. And you know what I do like about him? I like his features. Like when he's featured on stuff, he really goes. Mm-hmm. Like he really goes off on people's features, and I like that. Like he tries to beat you on your own feature. Now, is he the new generation Tupac? Hell no, nah. Not even close. Two different subject matters.
Could y'all even look? And I'm not. First of all, I probably have heard. I know who NBA YoungBoy is. I've heard of him. I don't know if I've actually heard a song. If you probably told me a song, if you played a song, I probably have heard it. But let me ask y'all this: the two West Coast dudes, is it even possible for y'all to allow somebody to be this generation's Tupac or whatever? I feel like
I'm tired of the whole. This generation's anything. I think that whoever the rapper is or whatever that person is that their own singular talent. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as impact, I would say Nipsey Hussle is close as far as death wise and what vibe has been given off. But I don't consider Nipsey the next Tupac or better than Tupac. I think that their impact is close. Like, you know what I mean? Like what heartfelt. And I think Nipsey's impact is hit a little harder because he's from actually LA.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. It's a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. But deep down inside, he know you can't fail him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication.
Nipsey had bars too.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he I don't even think it was more so bars, but I think more so the same thing with Tupac though. Like it wasn't like they were spitting bars, but they were like Jeezy, like early Jeezy was thug motivation. That's what it is. I put them in the chapters of thug motivation, like Jay-Z, Big L, Biggie, you know, Black Thought, Andre 3000. Big L, those guys, lyricists, even Styles P, we can go on, Jada Kiss, whoever, Lloyd Banks, etc. But I'm talking about thug motivation. You got right. Guys like, even Plies could even fall into a thug motivation guy as early on, where those music that thugs actually, when I say thugs, guys that's in the streets, guys that's actually committed crimes, guys that actually did time that need some type of like, get me up in the morning type shit. That's the type of anthems them cats make, that they put themselves in them own tiers. And I think like there's other people like that though. You know what I mean? Like that you can continue to think of, but like those, they belong in their own tier of motivation. You know what I mean? Like a guy that had to flush out all his dope and had to hit a recover or something. You know what I mean? Like it's just different. You know what I mean? Cause you're not going to listen to Tupac for bars. You're going to be like, okay, cool. This nigga made a song about his mama. Okay, cool. He make a lot of songs about enemies. Cool. He make a lot of songs about black being black and being, you know, the Panthers. And you talk Hennessy. About
talks about Hennessy a lot.
Talks about Hennessy, even though Hennessy's not that good. But
yo, is that whoa. Do you lose your black card if you say Hennessy's not even that good?
No, bro, because Deuce ain't way better than Hennessy.
Shout out to Hov.
Can we talk about that since you mentioned it? When did Hennessy become the go-to, right? Because it was Hypnotic for a while, wasn't it? Like, when did Hennessy become the
wave? So Hennessy had been around for a minute. It fell off because you got to think about this, Rob.
hip hop is so heavily influential. It's probably the most influential thing on this planet, right? And it can either big something up or it can kill something off, right? And it's really ran by the fans, but more so if the fans think it's hot, they're going to roll with it, right? I got all my fashion. My fashion sense was East Coast sense, but it was hip hop based. You know what I mean? But when you go about like clothing, right? Remember FUBU. Then niggas came out with some other stuff. Sean John. Then Rockaware. Then Vocal. Then, you know what I mean? Like certain things. And soon as one rapper says, oh, we don't wear that no more, it can easily be tossed away. So now when Hov said, oh, we drinking Douce, it was like, okay, well, you know, Hennessy was cool, but Future, when Future's Dirty Sprite 2 came out, that gave Hennessy like that second heartbeat. Because we used to throw parties, and I would see people saying, oh, y'all ain't got no Patron. And it'd be tons of Hennessy left. And I'm like, oh, well, Hennessy ain't shit. So then Dirty Sprite 2 comes out.
Hennessy ain't never left my pocket.
Well, no, I'm not saying like it's bad, but I'm just saying like, for the young gen, it was going like in some up and down waves. Like some people, like Kev, you're at the point now. I know I'm at the point for sure where I have one favorite drink that I'm not like going to like really switch up on. You know what I mean? Like I know that it's the like go to. Jerv, what is your go to drink?
Jack on the Rocks.
Okay, Kev, what is your go to drink?
Right now it's Hennessy. I was a Jameson dude for a long time, but I burnt it out. Had a bad night, so now I can't stand the smell of it. Like, I can't stand it.
Mine is a Crown and Ginger.
Okay, so mine is Jameson and ginger ale, right? So again, we all have our home base. Now, Kev said he was on Jameson for a long time and had one bad night, and now he's back on here. So you have a backup. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but really, like, if I do go to a backup, it is Crown. I'm with Rob. Like, I can drink Crown still. I just can't do this Jameson. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do Crown in 7. I don't do Crown in ginger for some reason. I like Crown and 7 better. You should try that, Rob. It's way smoother than Crown and ginger. Ginger give it like a little extra like sweetness. If the 7 just blend right into the Crown. Just, you know, FYI from a drinker.
I like that.
Check that out. Oh, there you Crown go. 7, yeah. Maybe a little squeeze of lemon. Boom, there you go.
Yes.
Fancy ass nigga with squeezing. Yes,
Hennessy come back here. Hennessy come back. This dude over here drinks Jack. I drink goddamn, it, got I more hair straight on your chest. Oh, yeah, you're a real cowboy. You're not even from the country.
So do you guys even mess with tequila?
Oh, man, I used to mess with tequila heavy.
Yeah. Only when I'm in Mexico.
I fell off from tequila, brother. When I was on my, it was probably like when I was on my real, real health joint, trying to lose like a ton of weight, I was getting really in shape. My man put me on it. Tequila was the drink that models drink because it has like the least calories in it.
Skinny bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was.
She doing tequila and water?
No, I was just tequila. I was tequila on the rocks, brother.
Gotcha.
I'm a rocks guy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, technically that's water.
Yeah, yeah, but when you add it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Rocks, he like that. Yeah. He like that. Ah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Feel the burn.
All right. So, Rob, we answered your question. Hennessy is still a play.
Support for Black Opinions Matter comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Rob, you won't believe this, man, but, like, back when I was first, you know, this is first going through puberty, first starting to grow things in that region, believe it or not, I used to use actual scissors. Scissors, like the sharp kind that seamstresses use, because my mom had a crazy sewing skit. So I used to use those really sharp scissors. And even though I was being very careful, I came, man, closer than you would even think to catastrophic results, Rob. And so that's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts, bruh, which is huge, because who wants bloody balls. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you do your balls. That's just disgusting. Manscaped is also the crop preserver and anti-chafing ball deodorant that I happen to use today and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put deodorants on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code BOM at manscaped.com at checkout. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code BOMBOM at manscaped.com at checkout. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code BOMBOM at checkout.
All right. Next voicemail.
This is Kensworth. I have a question for the BOMM crew. How old were you when you got your last ass whooping from your mother?
Oof.
Like, we know, we've seen some kids tell their parents to suck my dick and they didn't get smacked. But how old were you when you got your last ass whooping? Because I got mine when I was 17 and I was a grown ass man, allegedly, in my head. So, interested in hearing your thoughts. See you on San Fran.
First, I thought it was your, I don't know.
It's cool. Go ahead. Who's up?
Well, I can go first because I'll be honest with y'all. My mom ain't never whipped my ass.
Wow. You're a good kid.
Never whipped my ass. I actually never got an ass whooping from my parents, to be honest with y'all. I never had to, though. My pop was the type of dude that just demanded respect off top. So he had this look he would give me to let me know that I would just calm down. You know what I'm saying? I would calm down. And all the shit that I did, I never really did, like, stupid. I never really did really, really bad stuff. And all the stuff that I did that would be, like, shit that I probably should have got my ass before, I never got caught. Just to be honest with you, I never got caught. And my peeps listen to the podcast, so I'm caught now. But I'm almost 40, so I'm not really getting an ass whooping now.
Listen, your pop might whoop you still, B. Kev, when's the last time you got a whooping?
Well, now he said from my mom, and I'm with Jer. My mom has never like whooped me. She don't pop me upside my head, and I know that's rare for a white woman. But you know, remember she grew up in the ghetto, so she don't pop me up in my head like pop me upside my head in the public. But my pops, you know, that was a switch, the belt, you know, all the necessary tools. And I'm gonna say, shit, I think I was like 15 or 16, I was washing the car in the morning for them to go to church. And you know how, like, you know, you driving. So I decided to jump in it and, like, you know, take it around the corner to, like, quote unquote, let the water, you know, fly off of it so I could dry it off better. But I decided to go the long way and didn't realize what time it was. Mm. So when I came back, they was outside in their church.
Okay.
House, you know, he tipped me up. So I guess that was, you know, it wasn't like no, you know what I mean? It wasn't like the tip. It was a couple blows and it kind of took me by surprise. And that was it. When I saw that, like, oh, he really like sock me. Okay. I'm good on that. So then the rest of the stuff, they weren't never going to catch. They was.
Yeah, I was raised by my grandma, so my mom never whooped me. But my grandma did whoop me when I was 11. That was the last time I got whooping. And I had to pick off the switch tree, and she whooped my legs. And I like, yeah, that, because I really had like.
Yeah, that's detrimental.
Yeah, that won't. I mean, she's from Oklahoma, though, man. So, like, we had a switch tree in the back. Like, so that was, like, her way. And she was like, you know, hey,
my
you know,
pops is, too.
For
that's
real?
What they do, huh?
I guess, man. So her trying to get her point across, she was little. You know my grandma. She was, like, 5'1". So after a while, once I got taller than her, like, that was her way of breaking me down. Was like, bro, like, chill out. So she would hit my legs and, like, you know, you jumping around ain't gonna do nothing, bro. Getting hit with switching your leg, your bare legs, like you're out for that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I learned my lesson, man, because it just hurt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that probably would hurt a grown man still. Like, if you got got hit with switches on your legs, bro. Like, because it has like little,
yeah.
it has like little Yo, like thorns
that,
on the end.
That really, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but it taught me, you know what I'm saying? It taught me a lesson. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't do it. But like, I used to hide in the closet, bro. You know what I mean? Like, not on some like, yo, who is it? CPS, come get me. But on some like, all right, I get it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, 10 years old, man. I never did anything else after that. And the reason why I got a whooping, I was cursing. Like, I was cursing up a storm, bro. Like, I was listening to Me Against the World, and I was like rapping along with it. And my grandma like came in a room, but like I had my headphones on and I didn't see her from like behind. And I was just rapping along, like cursing. And then at that time too, I got exposed to like E-40 and a click. And I was learning like new words that I had never heard before. Like, I remember asking my uncle, like, what's a period? I don't know who said that, D-Shot, Be Legit, or 40, but like I was like really curious listening to E-40 and the click, because Hurricane was like one of my favorite songs at the time.
That's a sick listen, bro.
at 9, 10, that's a sick listen. Because it was a lot of shit. Like, and I was going to school thinking I was cool using a slang. Like, yeah, man, you selling wolf tickets? Like, what?
Yeah, that's what. That's that burgundy drop top Cutlass on the cover.
Yeah. Jerv, you know anything about that album?
Well, what album are you talking about?
The Click.
The Click.
Gang related. Game related. Sorry, not gang related. Game related. Because they had the poker setup.
Oh yeah. Once you, I didn't know the name, but I remember the cover album. Yes, I do know that album. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It had Hurricane, but you can buy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
I was off.
All right. All right, Rob. What else we got?
Yo, what's up? Morris at Morris Champion on Twitter, whichever. But yeah. I'm 34, so I'm washed. But y'all have any stories about being in the friend zone before you knew what you was getting yourself into? See, myself, back in high school, I already knew what I was up against. I wasn't ready for it. So I got put in the friend zone a lot. And what did you do to get out of the friend zone? Because me, myself, I literally, my junior year, grew my hair out because I knew there were so many girls braiding hair. And I knew if I could get my hair braided, that was my way in. A little desperate. I'm ashamed, but I've grown. But yeah. But shout out D-O-M. Oh, y'all, man. Y'all dope.
All right. So my man said he grew his hair out to get out of the friend zone. Have we ever been in a friend zone and got ourselves up out of it?
I mean, I feel like.
Don't be trying to act like you niggas is cool all y'all life.
Hey man,
listen, I'm not finna act like I haven't been cool all my life, Jack. I've been cool my whole life.
Nah, don't do that, yo. Everybody,
I got you. I can't lie. All right, I can't lie. I gotta be. All right.
So. Ninth grade, I was 5'5". I probably grew another inch the next year, bro. But like all the chicks, it felt like elementary school. All the chicks was taller than me for a long time. So like I always was just little Trey. I did not like little Trey. Like, thank God I hit my growth spurt 10th grade summer before I start coming to Kev and get my hair cut. Cause like a whole lot changed. I had braids. I didn't have to deal with all that other stuff. I was just doing way. I hopped into the trends too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just trying to be a part so I could actually finally close. And it never really worked. But getting out of the friend zone, Mars, I just got taller. I got taller and I let Kev give me my first taper. And my life changed after that.
I think for me, well, first of all, let me just let you know, the friend zone is an area that, man, it's like it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, there's no rhyme or reason on how to get out of the friend zone, because once you get in the friend zone, there's a very good chance you stay in the friend zone. But I think for me, I was definitely friend zone dude for a while. And then I think my sophomore year in high school, I developed the knowledge of knowing that the power of my hair. Back before I was bald, I had a lot of curls. You know what I'm saying? I was what they would consider I had a good strand of hair. I had a good, you know what I mean? And I grew my hair out. I saw the reaction that I got for growing my hair out. And until I became bald, I told myself I was never going to cut my hair ever again. And I did not cut my hair low until I became bald. So for me getting out of the friend zone or making sure I was no longer entering friend zones and able to close or however you want to say it, I grew that hair out. I saw the power that it had. And it was on and popping ever since my sophomore year in high school. I'm just going to keep it funky with you.
All right, listen, for me, I can say this. This is what I will say. When I say I've never been in a friend zone, that was maybe a little lie. I always been the starting quarterback, like all the way through high school. So that wasn't something that I experienced until I got to, well, my senior year at Gardena. One girl.
What's Gardena? That's high school or college?
No, this is high school, Gardena High School. That was my high school. Her name is, and y'all can, you know, say whatever you want to say. It's still my friend, but her name is Quanisha. Quanisha Davis is my friend to this day, and I'm still in that friend zone. I did everything.
You should be right now.
I mean, for sure. I mean, for sure I am now, but what I'm saying is like, it the way that we've been the same way ever since. Like she was that girl, that one girl who, like, you know, I walk with her to the front of the school, like, you know, trying to shoot my shot. Like, damn, why can't I never land this? And then that one day when I walked her to the front of the school and dude pulled up in the Cutlass. Oh, You date dope dealers and I don't got the money for that. You don't like my bug that I drive. You like this dude right here with the Cutlass. So that was my, you know, like that was my one reason. And I never got out of that. And then for a brief moment, we was both kind of single, but she lived in Atlanta. The next thing I know, she got married and then I got married. Now she's divorced and I'm still married. So that'll always be. I never, you know, we're friend zone for life. With her.
Hey, man, you know what? Hey, shout out to the friend zone, man, because the friend zone make you a better person. Yo. You realize what you can and what you can't do and what you're not going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like the mistakes.
And it makes you better, though.
Hell it makes
you it make you step your game up. Like if somebody's
it builds character.
It definitely
builds character. It builds character because from that, I never wanted to be like I wanted to be better. Like I want to be him. But I'm not finna date high school girls, but I want to, you know, be able to bust through all of that.
You know what I'm saying? All that. So, Kev, and Jerv, do we have any personal stories from the homies any homies that's been in a friend zone that you don't have to mention their names, but stories that you were part of that you witnessed firsthand of a friend zone environment?
Oh, I got a homie. This is my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like my right hand man, but homie for about shit, maybe like 15, 20 years now. My man was the ultimate friend zone cat. He stayed with a baddie, like at the bar or whatever, but he always was just a friend. Always just a friend. And he would get drunk. He shoot this shot, and you would watch him shoot this shot, and you just watch that shot just get blocked. You'd watch that shot rim out, all types of things. He eventually found a little swag, I guess, you know what I'm saying, and stopped being in the friend zone with the women he was meeting. But for a tough, tough minute, he was friend zone with every single chick that he would bring around, and Cass was cool with it because they was like, all right, that's what's up, like. You know, I want to roll out with y'all because I at least know that who you coming out with is fair game for me.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Listen, I love the fact that he was in the friend zone everywhere. You know what I mean? A lot of homies benefited. from him being in the friend zone.
Hey, that's what I was about to get into. Like, I had a homie that's not a homie no more. Like, he not my, like, we ain't been friends for a minute. Like since the second incident. The first incident he kind of got over. We was out and he had a friend and the friend was digging Kev, and I mean, you know, I was out there, so of course I knocked it down. She threw the pitch. So I knocked it down. And we was together for a minute, didn't work out. He got mad, like, man, you was with her. Now she be calling me, asking me for advice about you. Listen, bruh, please don't give her no advice about me. That was a situation. It's over. I mean, whatever. Da, da, da. Then the second one, he got mad because he really liked her. And then that was just a, you know, we got drunk and it happened. And then I was not calling and he never talked to me again after that. So, yeah, you like those guys, but it can be detrimental.
Friend zone Poppy, man. Friend zone Poppy. Friend zone Poppies are the guys that that get called girl in text. Friend zone Poppies are the ones who you give a compliment to and the girl says laugh out loud, thank you. Friend zone Poppies are
friends on poppies get I'm yeah, good love and joy.
No, that's kind of nah, that's a diss. Friends on Poppy is still in, but he's out. Like friends on Poppy is the third wheel on the date, but he drove.
He drove
to go pick up the guy.
Take her home, but you take her home though.
Yeah, listen. No, he drove to go pick up the guy with her.
And the guy and her Uber home.
Yeah. And or they sit in the back and they get dropped off together and you go home.
Yeah. Sober. Oh, that's trash.
Sober.
That is trash.
Friendzone Pop is.
I don't think I've ever seen Friendzone Pop.
Friendzone Poppy is going to tap the guy in the club for her.
Oh no, I've definitely never been Friendzone Poppy.
No. Friendzone Poppy. Hashtag Friendzone Poppy, by the way, because we want this popping. Friendzone Poppy. Oh man.
Friendzone Poppy, she's comfortable getting, well, not like completely dressed in front of, but Friendzone Poppy does not have to leave the room when she's like taking out her outfit to get dressed to go out to the club.
She'd just say that's friends on. She'd just say that's just friends on Poppy. Nobody.
Yeah.
Friends on Poppy can still be in the room when she got on panties and bra.
Yeah.
Because that's just like a bikini, and we go to the pool in the jacuzzi together all the time.
Yeah. Friends on Poppy is that's just friends on Poppy.
Oh no, you ain't got to worry about him. He's no threat. That's friends on Poppy.
That's friends on Poppy. Jesus.
Friends on Poppy gets checked by the new dude ASAP too.
Friends on Poppy is the guy.
Oh.
Rob, do you have any friends on Poppy situations?
I mean, nothing. I mean, I dabbled in the friend zone arts many a years in my youth, but I never did anything to get out. But I did have one homie that would incessantly try to like impress girls with like stuff, you know what I mean? Like for no reason, he would just like buy shorties like earrings or take them or do like random shit like that.
So he was a trick.
Yeah, for no reason, and then nothing came out of it.
You got it. It ain't tricking if you got it though.
If you're not closing.
If you're not closing, it's tricking.
It's tricking.
You got friends on Poppy never closes.
He never closes.
Exactly. And then he would be the dude. Like we would all hang out and be like, "Yo, can y'all spot me for a round of bowling?" And like, what, dude? Like you spend all this money on shorties you're not even with.
So he's trying to friends on Poppy buys love.
That's not a trick, that's a challenge.
Air Force Ones around his neck.
Sick, man. Friends on Poppy.
Friends on Poppy looks on crazy.
Friends on Poppy gets a kiss on the cheek.
Friends oh, no, the Poppy. Forehead. What'd you say, Friends on Poppy looks so Craigslist?
Hey, that could be a good segue for hashtag no hoes.
Friends on Poppy definitely has no hoes.
But no, the funny thing about...
Everybody look out for Friends on Poppy getting friend requests, because we're about to set this Twitter page up. Friends on Poppy.
Request, man. I always think about certain things, and I see it on Twitter, and I'll be wanting to, like, you know, I try to run my account the right way, but I'll be wanting to hashtag no hoes a lot of people. Because it'd be like the craziest thing. Like, it'll be like arguing over LeBron and Jordan. And I'm just like, hashtag no hoes. Like, y'all got nothing better to do but sit here and debate for 3 hours about some people that don't even know y'all.
That's never going to know y'all.
Hashtag no hoes.
You might as well play 2K.
Man, listen. Anybody got anything else, man?
Like, are we getting to the end? If that's the case, I do got something, and I got something serious, and it kind of pertains to all of us. Okay. And I just found this out today because I talk with him, you know, on the regular. Since I've met him, he's always been a good dude to me, and he's always been like a solid cat to the pod. And for those of you, I know, like, you know, some people, you got no religion, or you just believe in, you die and you go, but whatever it is that you... whoever it is that you think or that you pray to or whatever it is that you do, we have to put those out for our good buddy Jay Logic. Logic just got told that he has a form of lymphoma. And I just found out, he just hit me today. And I told him that I was going to do this. So he, you know, and he didn't hit me to tell me this. We had some other stuff that we was talking about. but, you know, me and Logic, we talk a lot. For one, we a couple beige bros. And two, we kind of hit it off. Like, he a good dude. I fucks with him. And he just hit me today to tell me that. So for those of you who do pray or just anything, just, you know, send some wishes out to Jay Logic. He's in for a small battle, but it's a battle that we know that he can win, because I know a couple people who have beat lymphoma. So, and then there's a football player that beat lymphoma, and he's playing right now to this day. A boxer that beat lymphoma, and he's boxing to this day. So we know that that's beatable. We just, you know, any prayer that can, you know, push him to be stronger, keep his diet and his health up and his spirits up, you know, let's do that.
For sure, man. Shout out to Jay Logic. You know what I mean? You know, fight on the good fight, brother. You know, you got our support. Much love to you, kid.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that concludes this episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, joined by Gervais and Kevin, the barber, and Rob Lopez. We'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir.